Okay, now we're going to take a step through the looking glass into the nonprofit world where denying a deduction has no impact. So we can't tax your employees directly because that's too politically sensitive. We can't deny your deduction, so we're going to tax you on your expense. And that is how we got this. That's how we got where we got. And this all happened at 3 in the morning with the wrong people in the room. The people in the room who would have known that this would have caused every small church in America that has never filed a tax, a 990, never paid UBIT, to suddenly be informed by that one guy who sometimes shows up on Sunday and is a tax accountant, say, hey, are you guys paying your parking tax?
Well, to be honest, it took about 6 months of people being like, what? What are you talking
you
about?
You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Interestingly, as a kind of a matter of political economy, doing something very unpleasant to a lot of people in every single congressional district has a way of inspiring change. And so this was one rule that everyone agreed was a mistake, a mulligan.
Right. A staffer on Senate Finance Committee referred to this in the as being in the bucket of not technical corrections, but errors and regrets.
Errors and regrets. A new term to come out of Washington. So there you have it. That's the short-lived, a brief history of the much-hated parking tax. Just yesterday, the IRS...
We're left with the hangover.
Now we have the hangover. So just yesterday, the IRS issued guidance in the form of a blurb on their website.
Yes.
That's what you call it? A blurb. That explains how to get your refund. So if you were careful enough and thoughtful enough and with it enough to pay the tax, now you can get it back. At least the amount you paid, not the amount that you spent trying to figure out how much to pay, which is a much bigger amount. But you can at least get the tax back, and you have to you have to do it by filing another 990T. So if it wasn't bad enough to file the first one, now you have to file a second one, and you have to write amended 990T reason repeal of the much hated parking tax.
You don't have to errors and regrets.
Errors and regrets. But you can, and so you kind of, I'm sure other panels will go into the details of how you fill that form out. But the IRS has responded and issued some guidance just yesterday. So that's our late breaking news. In addition, this one was sort of overshadowed by the seismic news of the repeal of the parking tax, but this is a big deal for your private foundations and private foundation clients. We have been talking for years about this peculiar two-rate structure of Section 4950. It's been around since the 50s, and it's the rule is you pay 2% on your net investment income, i.e. really your assets, unless you have over-distributed, and in which case you can be eligible for just 1%. So the old rule was it's 2% unless it's 1%. You following? We love this stuff. So it was 2% unless it's 1%. Congress said, that's too complicated. Let's simplify it. They said, okay, how do we simplify it? Well, it'll cost money if we simplify it to just 1% because a lot of people are paying 2%. Okay, so how do we get something through legislation without having to find a pay for, without having to find some other offset? So the economists scratched their heads and they ran their numbers, and a great whirring noise was heard, and the machine spit out a number, and that number was 1.39%. That is the number, based on the returns filed, that gets you a revenue-neutral amount. So if you drop the rate from 2% unless it's 1% to a flat rate of 1.39% regardless, or if you like, irregardless of what you do, then there won't be a cost to the federal government. So that's what is done. in this bill. And so it's a tax increase. This is important. So for your clients and for your organizations that are regularly good Girl and Boy Scouts who over-distribute, this is a tax increase on them. They now have to pay 1.39%. That can be a lot. 0.39% of a giant endowment is a lot of money, isn't it, Maury?